Hey guys, how are you? Welcome into a Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault, at Sports Talk Matt on Twitter. To follow me on Twitter at Betting Pros. Follow the Betting Pros folks on Twitter. Always being brought to you by BetMGM, the offer to win $10 easily, or bet $10 to win $150 easily. Three $50 bets get placed into your account with BetMGM with a new account. New customers using that promo code JUICE150, $10 bet gets you that $150 bonus. BetMGM or BetMGM.com, where it's available. Not available in Nevada, unfortunately, but available in most states that you may be in. Okay, so look, we've been on a really good roll. So by my count, we're 15-7 over the last... How many days is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight days. Okay, so we were on a 6-day winning streak right now without having a losing day, picking them up and putting them down. Now, we're not winning big, okay? But we're up 6 units on the year here in 2022, okay? So we've done a really good job since we got into 2022. Last night, another winning night, 2-1. It's kind of just been the MO, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. You know, we're only winning about 0.41 units, okay? So we're not bringing in a ton, but we're doing a good job. We're building the bankroll. We're playing the way we're supposed to be playing here, not getting overly aggressive. The UConn bet was a dumb bet, okay? I knew it into my show, my other show with Dave Sharapan. I had made the bet overnight. I looked at UConn. I looked at the Jays. I thought Creighton was going to be in big trouble, and I did not realize that it was dollar beer night with Steve Lavin. And my experience with the Creighton Blue Jays is, and will always be, it's a drinking crowd, man. They love to drink. They love to throw down. I mean, dollar beer night, it was on for the Blue Jays last night. They've never lost to UConn. They're now 5-0. Hurley has never beaten Greg McDermott at UConn. He's 1-5 straight up overall. He beat him at Rhode Island. He beat the Creighton Blue Jays when Coach Mack was there, but they've never beaten at UConn. And I should have known better. I should have punted on the bet. I didn't really know how to do that. I was like, you know, let's just ride it out and see what happens. But the game went, I knew I was dead. I was in deep trouble. Got that wrong. But the over, Nashville easily gets there for us in the second period with the Kraken in Nashville. And then we get the LSU win. LSU loses by, or cover. LSU loses by 1 at Arkansas. They cover the 5.5 points. Okay, so I'll tell you right here, I've got 2 NHL bets and I've got 1 NBA play. I might come in with a college basketball bet. I may add it. I don't know. I may add a player prop or 2. I don't know yet. There's nothing that jumps off the table or the screen to me right now, because I will be involved with the Missouri Valley Conference tournament that starts today. I might be involved with the West Coast Conference tournament, which starts in Vegas today. I might get involved with that, but right now there's nothing in college basketball I love, nothing that I've ID'd and gone like, yep, I want to place money on that. However, if we have another winning day today and we go to 7 consecutive days, I'm going to flip my bets to 1 unit bets. Okay. We're going to start betting full units again, because I feel like it's March, it's the postseason, and I think I was going to wait till the tournament to do this, but I think we can do this now. I think we've got a good enough run going that we can push the limits a little bit here, and we can open up to 1 unit bets and still make 3 plays a day, but instead of betting, you know, 1.5 units, start betting 3 units, kind of see where we go. Now, look, I've done this before where I've been hot and you change the unit total and then everything falls apart. So I'm not doing it today, but if we do win again today with 7 straight, most likely come Friday, I will start to go to full units. We got the parlay on Friday. We got a lot of things going into Friday. So like, I feel like that's a pretty good time if we go 2-1, so, or 3-0. So let's see what happens today with our picks for us here. I got 1 NBA play and I've got 2 plays in the NHL. Let's start with the NBA and let's start with what I think is a pretty obvious play if you've been following along with me. Right now at BetMGM, the Golden State Warriors at the Dallas Mavericks at 219.5 for a total. The Dallas Mavericks at home are 7-23-1 to the over. 23-7-1 to the under at home for the Dallas Mavericks. The Golden State Warriors on the road are 13-16 to the over. Now, they've been hot, 7-3 to the over their last 10. And against the conference, Golden State is 16-21-2. The Mavericks are 16-24-1. But if you look at the way the Mavericks have been playing, Lakers game, under 219. Golden State Warriors, we were on it, under 217.5. They went over against Utah, over against New Orleans, and under against Miami. But against the Clippers, they split home and home with an under and an over, under against Detroit at home, under against Atlanta at home, under against Philadelphia at home. And these were 210, 223, 212 type numbers. This is 219.5. I don't think you need to overthink this. Defensively, Dallas loves playing slow, and they play even slower at home. Golden State, they'll equally play great defense and grind it out. It doesn't matter to me like who's playing in this game and whether or not there's going to be a big, you know, injury reveal, who's out. Draymond Green is out of this game, so that's huge. He's not coming back. Hardaway Jr.'s out for a while for the Mavericks, but we just saw these two teams play. Golden State's angry. Guarantee they're pissed off about blowing a 21-point lead and losing outright to Dallas. It's a revenge game for them. Golden State's a road favorite by 2.5. I'm just taking the under. 219.5 at BetMGM tonight. We're going Golden State, Dallas, under for a half a unit at 219.5. Okay, two bets in the NHL. One early, one late. Let's start with the early game. Penguins up against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Penguins on the road, 18-6-3 straight up. Lightning at home, 18-4-4. These teams score. We know this. The total is 6. This season, Tampa Bay, 29-21-1 to the over, scoring goals here. For the Pittsburgh Penguins, 28-24-1. But we've talked a lot about Pittsburgh and their incredible run that they went on that got snapped a couple of days ago about giving up goals. Okay. They gave up 4 to New Jersey, 4 to Calgary, 5 to Tampa Bay. They scored 7 against the Toronto Maple Leafs, 2-1 Dallas in a shootout, but 5-2, they scored 5 against Florida, 5-4. So they give up 6 goals to the Devils, 4 goals to Carolina, 4 goals to Toronto, 4 goals to Philadelphia, 4 goals to New Jersey. Okay, now this is the last two games have been 1-0 and 3-2, but now they're on the road at Tampa, a team that can score with anyone. Now I know goaltending could be a big factor here, but I mean, the Lightning score so many goals. In their last 5, they scored 5, 3, 5, 6, and 4. The game totals for them though, 7, 9, 8, 5, and 7. It's gone over 6 goals in 4 of the last 5 for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They scored home. These teams have played a 6-2 and a 5-1 game so far this year. Penguins scored the first game, won the first game 6-2. Lightning won the second game 5-1. Total is 6, minus 110, going over. Over 6 goals, playing another total, another over. We've been real hot betting overs in the NHL. Goals, goals, goals. Not overthinking this. Pittsburgh, Tampa, over 6 at minus 110. And the last play for a half a unit, my Boston Bruins up against my Vegas Golden Knights. What do I do with this game? I may go to this game. I may just go buy a ticket. I may scalp a ticket and go. I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but Swayman has played incredibly well in net for the Boston Bruins. Bruins are 16-8-3 straight up on the road. The Golden Knights are 15-12-3. Boston's playing really well on this road trip. They've won 3 of 4. They're coming off a loss, however, to Anaheim. They're going to be banged up and angry about that. They beat the Kings 7-0. They beat San Jose 3-1. They beat Seattle 3-2. Knights beat the Sharks in their last game 3-1. They lost at home to Colorado 3-2. They lost to the Arizona Coyotes on the road 3-1. They beat San Jose on the road 4-1. And they lost to the LA Kings 4-3. They've lost 2 of the last 3 games at home for the Vegas Golden Knights, who have not been great. They've been a better road team than a home team this season. Robin Leonard's in net. I think the Boston Bruins style, I lean under on this game. It's 5.5. I would lean under, but I got plus 103 on the Boston Bruins on the road. I got a road dog in the NHL, and Boston's playing really well. I'm going to fade this. I'm going to take my Boston Bruins here. I'm going to go with my hometown team versus my current hometown team. Take the road dog. Bruins plus 103 on the money line to beat the Vegas Golden Knights to keep things going. I think Pasternak's going to have a big game. Brad Marchand, big game. I just think this is going to be a lot of fun to watch these guys play and who winds up coming away with it. To me, I think I'm going to take the hotter team. Bruins on the road, 16-8-3 straight up. It's a hell of a road record. Boston wins straight up against Vegas. Money line, half a unit at +103, little plus money on that. Okay. So we're going Bruins money line +103, over six goals, Penguins and the Lightning. And we're going to go under 219.5 for the Golden State Warriors on the road at the Dallas Mavericks. Six straight winning days, 15-7 record, up 2.74 units. We're up six on the year. It's been a good run. It's been a really, really good run. Let's continue having some fun here today on a Thursday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter @SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast. Always being brought to you by BetMGM.